Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And that's how you set the tone for the 2024 season. Once again, it's number 54 with the pregame speech. Tell them that we're the best. They don't even belong on the field as us. So you know what? Fred was right as he forced a fumble right away on that second possession for the New York Jets, and the Niners roll. Yes, they kicked 6 field goals. Yes, they didn't score a lot of touchdowns. I get it. But they dominate the trenches. Jordan Mason, how about that? No Christian McCaffrey. No problem for the 49ers. And they start off 1-0 with the dominant victory over the New York Jets. Shasky, good morning to everybody out there. 32-19 last night at Levi's Stadium for Monday Night Football. We are taking your calls. Plus, we had the great one, Jerry Rice, joining us at 8:30. 888-957-9570. Niner fans, step right up, baby. Reacted to the first game of the season. Purdy, how'd you feel? Jake Moody, no worries about him. How about this new flying around defense under Nick Sorensen and Chris Kocurek and maybe a little Brandon Staley? Huh, how about them? Niners, they didn't even play their A game. I don't even know if they played their B game. And yet they win that game going away and drop another 30 burger, Shasky, to open up the 2024 campaign.
Vibes were immaculate last night. They just were, with that beautiful setting, beautiful weather, a slight breeze in the second half, which made it a little more nice for everyone in the stadium. Just walking through the parking lot, I could feel the confidence from 49er fans. And then you obviously got the news about Christian McCaffrey, and you're thinking, oh, boy, here we go. And I'm just going to lay it out there. On a night where we celebrated Frank Gore, on a night where I saw Patrick Willis standing on that field, boy, it felt like that was a Frank Gore, Patrick Willis type of a game, because I watched Fred Warner lay some wood early and often in that game. And the other team, the Jets, wanted no part of that physicality.
No.
And then Jordan Mason, once he settled in and he kind of just calmed down a little and was a little more patient, I thought he was in the zone. And you want to talk about an offensive line performance, they ran right at Quinnen Williams over and over and over again. They didn't go to the left side this time. It felt like they went to the right side over and over and over again. They were doing this offset single back thing that I had not seen Shanahan do. It almost reminded me of like a pro set without the fullback.
Right. And 12 personnel, two tight ends.
I thought it was a very unique formation. I thought it was a nice wrinkle. And yeah, they didn't have the explosives that they've had in years past. I think the Niners are one of the top teams in the NFL. I mean, this is, come on, man.
Well, that's the biggest thing. The NFC runs through the 49ers. The NFC still runs through the 49ers after watching football all weekend long. Sure, Philadelphia, their offense is going to have something to say. Sure, the Dallas Cowboys flying around with their defense under Mike Zimmer is going to have something to say. We'll see about the Green Bay Packers. We know what's going on in Detroit. We know what's going on in L.A. with the Rams. But there's no doubt the best team in the NFC wears red and gold. And that 12 personnel formation you're talking about, where Eric Saubert, was blocking as a backup tight end. Number 82 was all over the film. I can't wait to talk to Baldy tomorrow about this blocking, this blocking front with Kyle Juszczyk, George Kittle, Saubert in this offensive line. How about Dominic Pooty in his debut? Dominic Pooty did not look overwhelmed. He did not look like the lights were too bright on Monday Night Football. The young man looked like he's been playing for 5 years, so Purdy got plenty of time to throw the football. We'll assess his performance. But Jordan Mason, it was a J.P. Mason show. Look, most rushing yards by a player in their first career start in franchise history. Jordan Mason, third all-time in franchise history. Yeah, Carlos Hyde rushed for 168 against Minnesota on a Monday Night Football, September the 14th, 2015. Yeah, Kevin Barlow rushed for 154 back in 03 against the Arizona Cardinals. Jordan Mason, 147, 28 carries, the most under Shanahan with the 49ers in a game. 28 big boy carries. Now we got to find out who's going to back him up, because it doesn't sound like McCaffrey will be ready to go Sunday against Minnesota. We'll get to our concerns about Christian a little bit later. But J.P. Mason, we've all been waiting for this moment. He's had glimpses, right, Shasky? Remember the hat and t-shirt game up in Seattle on Thursday Night Football, where he iced that game out with some big runs on the final drive to milk the clock? But that was his game. His physicality, tone setting. When the Niners go on that touchdown drive down 7-3, what did they do in a 12-play drive? They only dropped back to pass three times because J.P. Mason was cooking behind his offensive line.
Yeah, and I thought that J.P. early in the game, it felt like he was just a little quick. And you got to be slightly patient, understand some of the cutback lanes. But as the game went on, I thought he really settled in. And he was running with a purpose and very deliberate. And the guy's an absolute load. I had texted Guru a couple years back. I was like, hey, man, reminds me a lot of Marion Barber, Steven Jackson.
The Barbarian.
You know, and the reason I say that is there are certain guys that want the physicality at the second level, and he's one of them. You know, he's going to try to batter ram you. And I still think they need to change a pace guy behind him. You know, Isaac Garendo is a rookie. I would probably elevate Matt Breida and bring him back into the fold just because you need a little juice on the outside to kind of mix things up. Love seeing Debo get so many looks at the running back position. But
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Something slept in the in last night's victory. This offense was missing the big strike explosiveness that we're accustomed to, and they still won going away.
Yeah, easily.
Going away.
Easily.
It felt like they did what they had to do. There was a play in this game. There were two really nice throws. I mean, there was a bunch, but two really nice throws from Purdy. One was the one where he had Juszczyk wide open, and he took just an extra second to make sure that he completed the pass inbounds to Juice downfield. The other one was the little lob on the sail play, which is Ryder, that play I was talking to you about, to George Kittle. His intermediate layered throws are just a thing of beauty. When I look around the league, as more than half the league could barely throw for 165 yards over the weekend, I see Brock Purdy throw for a little over 200 because he doesn't have to. And I just say, every time he drops back to pass, I have confidence that he's not going to put the ball in harm's way.
Yeah, there's a couple of Odell throws yesterday, but every quarterback's going to have that. He almost threw the pick there to the safety, looking for Sauber down the seam. But, you know, we're nitpicking here. 19-29. I thought he was in total control of the game.
I did too.
His calmness, his pocket demeanor, his pocket press, like everything about Brock Purdy. Again, I have no worries about who he is as a quarterback, and I expect him to get a lot better as he worked Juwan Jennings into the playbook. And Juwan Jennings looked fresh, looked spry for the wide receiver position. They were working Deebo a lot early, trying to get him going there. But Brock Purdy, pardon me, just looking at all of his options, surveying the field, processing, not in a panic, not in a rush to make things happen and letting the game come to him. And sometimes, you know what, against a team like the Jets, it's not going to be pretty. It's the first game of the season. You didn't have any inter-squad scrimmages, or you didn't have any scrimmages against opponents. You played a few series in the preseason, Chasky, so you're trying to work the rust off. This guy is going to be fine. This offense is going to be fine. It scored 32. It could have dropped 50, and I think they wanted to drop 50, which is why I think after the game, the post-game tone, it wasn't like a team was like jumping for joy and popping champagne. They were a little like, yeah, whatever, you know, we got the win, and we could play a lot better, blah, blah, blah. I think they were ticked off, and they wanted to make a bigger statement on Monday Night Football. And I'm like, geez, you guys played your B-minus game and dropped 30 and covered the spread and everything.
B, there's so many little things from this game. You talk about Juwan Jennings. He got hip tackled in this game, and it wasn't called for a penalty. And I was like, dude, he could have dislocated his ankle on that play. That's why they're adjudicating that play out of the league. I saw a lot of Ronnie Bell out there. That was surprising. And Chris Conley got a lot of looks as well.
Yeah.
You got to assume Ayuk is going to work himself into more reps, and those guys will get a little tapered off. Sauber quietly, I thought, had a pretty good game.
Bringing him up,
you know, 82, like, to your point, I think that backup tight end, having another road grader out there, not the worst thing in the world.
You bring up 12 personnel with the single back, Jordan Mason, 12 personnel. You got two tight ends, one running back, and two wide receivers. And Sauber was that second tight end. And Sauber, whether they were running trap plays up the middle, up the A-gap, whether they were running counters outside, the stretch zone, Sauber is another Kittle clone when it comes to run blocking. I know Steiny's probably cringing somewhere talking about blocking, but that's what separates these teams in the trenches. You get a hat on a hat. And what I mean by that is everybody's blocking somebody, whether it's Big Trent. By the way, Big Trent's failed my body's breakdowns. Big Trent just has to skip the beat. The guy literally didn't need no training camp. He needed an IV because he's not used to playing that much right now. But other than that, Big Trent was special. I don't even think he allowed a pressure on 33 dropbacks. But Sauber blocking, Juszczyk blocking. I thought that was a big Juszczyk game when he was into the football
game.
Yeah,
he was really good.
Pooney blocking. Yeah, they got over McKivitz. Aaron Banks was fine. You didn't notice anything with the offensive line for the most part.
Let's go to the it was a Deebo game, but let's go to the defense. I'm just watching formations pre-snap. I have not seen the Niners play press man-to-man on the outside that much ever. I can't remember in my life. Charvarius Ward, did he get a target? Did Mike Williams even get a look?
I don't even remember Mike Williams playing. So I was trying to scramble for the snap counts here to see what the snap counts was. They went to a lot of Garrett Wilson. But other than that, Mike Williams was like MIA.
Garrett Wilson made one play on D'Amino Lenore early in the game, and he got whapped on another play. And I saw him grab for the collarbone shoulder, and then he went to the sideline. I was like, this game's too physical for these guys.
It's too physical, but also the Niners, basically, they adjusted, I thought. When the Jets went on that touchdown drive, they were running a lot of zone defense. And Garrett Wilson was picking apart the zone defense, finding the soft spots. I thought Devondre Campbell wasn't dropping back into his zone as much. And there's some improvement to be made there. But that adjustment to say, you know what? We're going to run some zone, but let's get back to some man coverage. Let's get back to some sticky man coverage and just challenge the Jets. And let's just rush, figure out a way to pressure Aaron Rodgers and get out of the zone defense, because a guy like Aaron Rodgers will pick his zone defense apart all day long. You can't just sit back and cover three, sit back in your zone defense and not think Aaron Rodgers is not going to pick you apart.
I thought Bosa was really good in this game. He was collapsing the ball. He doesn't have sack numbers, but did you see how quickly Aaron Rodgers was getting rid of that ball?
Yeah, Bosa was a factor. Bosa, real quick, Spinotti had something on Mike Williams here.
Well, I was listening to the broadcast.
Yeah, what they said. I didn't see the broadcast.
Very first series for the Jets, he's like, yeah, Mike Williams, he's suited up, but don't expect a lot from him today, basically. What? So they just said they're being very safe with him, coming off the ACL and stuff like that. They're just trying to be very cautious with him. So. Well,
they didn't challenge Charvarius Ward, I don't think, at all. I mean, from what I saw, again, I didn't go back and watch it like I want to today because I was exhausted last night driving home. But Charvarius, I don't think he got targeted once. D'Amino Lenore was mixing and matching. Sometimes he was pressing on the slot. Sometimes he'd back up. But to your point about Devondre Campbell, Dominic Flanagan fouls, it did end up with the interception. He was in the right place at the right time. That guy who's going to play off ball next to Fred Warner, they did pick on that guy. They picked on that guy on that one drive. And so it was a great win and all that. That is something to monitor moving forward. And I'm already going to say it. I'm calling for Bethune. I'm calling for D Winners to come back immediately because I think DeAndre Campbell plays way too stiff and upright. But all in all, I thought the defense was excellent. You saw Leonard Floyd clean up a couple of plays where Nick Bosa is the one who kind of gets Aaron Rodgers to climb in the pocket. Boom, here comes Leonard Floyd. Right. I felt Leonard Floyd's presence almost immediately.
Yeah, Leonard Floyd's going to be – he reminded me of D. Ford that first year. He's quick, he's skinny, but he's so quick off the ball. And you saw the games that Chris Kocurek was playing with Leonard Floyd, and on that side, whether it's Hargrave pushing the pocket, going outside, and Leonard Floyd looping in into the pocket to where Bosa's coming so outside in that wide nine that forces Aaron Rodgers to step up in the pocket. And there, Leonard Floyd, due to his stunts in the games and he's playing on the defensive line, he's studying into the A-gap. So when Rodgers steps up in that pocket, boom, there's Leonard Floyd waiting on him. You saw that over and over. I thought Collins, right, the young man coming over from the Houston Texans, this is one of those subtle moves that John Lynch tends to make. Who's the young man they traded for with the Texans or the Titans a few years ago? He ended up moving on, but he became a very good contributor. It wasn't Ebukam. The name is evading me, but they traded for him, a subtle little late-round pick. Came over from either the Texans or the Titans. I forget who that was. But anyway, somebody on YouTube.
It was the guy with the DUI. And he played inside and outside. Gosh, the name is evading me.
I forget the name. But anyway, the little subtle move to add to your defensive line. And yesterday, you'd have felt like the defensive line was overwhelmed. Again, Breece Hall was shut down in the run game. That was a big factor to me. Who's going to win the trenches? What's the defensive line going to do? Breece Hall, 16 carries, 54 yards.
I thought he ran hard, but he did.
He had a couple runs here and there. He had a long of 16. That was about it. They shut down Breece Hall. They really did. I thought this defensive line came to play. I thought the front seven came to play in the run game, and they stifled the Jets. The run defense for at least game number one under Nick Sorensen, no problem whatsoever. I thought the run defense held up very well against the New York Jets last night.
Yeah, I did too. And look, your guy Moody looks good, man, and he made a bunch of field goals. That was an area of concern for me, and every week that goes on, I feel more and more confident in the young man. He's got clearly enough leg, and he was splitting the uprights. I mean, it was a beautiful weather last night, and he should hit all those, but when you have a kicker that you actually trust and rely on, you know, I didn't love when you're up 13 and you're going to go for the field goal. It's 4th-and-1, and it's only going to extend it to make it 16, which is still a two-score game. I didn't love that, but I understood why you would do that.
Yeah, no, Shanahan was playing conservative with the game. He's Charles Amenihu is who I'm thinking of.
Charles Amenihu.
Yep. Thank you, Carlos Guido, on YouTube there. I'm thinking of him. Nice little subtle move where we're like, who the hell is that? And as you know, he's contributing to big time wins for the San Francisco 49ers. So look, 888-957-9570. You know this is your show, a day after the game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.